Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Outside, rainy, 42 degrees right now in Buffalo.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and let's check outside this morning. Heather Kenyon with the National Weather Service is joining us. Heather, a lot of green on that screen.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we have some rain moving in with temperatures in the low 40s right now, but that's going to soon abruptly change. Cold front's going to move through this afternoon, and some cold air is going to move in with some strong winds for the weekend.
All right, windy, and what else are we looking for the weekend? Because two big parades, a lot of people trying to be outside.
Yeah, unfortunately, this weekend's not great for people that need to be outside. We're expecting lake effect snow showers to begin Saturday morning, mainly across southern Erie County initially. They're going to be mainly disorganized for most of the day on Saturday, but bursts of snow can be expected for western New York. But then lake effect snow is going to intensify Saturday night, and that's when we're going to see some localized moderate accumulations, mainly across the south town to the western southern tier, and that's going to continue into Sunday morning. So for the area, we're looking at snowfall accumulations in excess of 7 inches for a localized area, and that's mainly going to be along the Lake Erie shoreline into the south town, Boston Hills, and even into Wyoming County from Saturday night into Sunday morning.
What about the metro area? What do you see for Buffalo and the surrounding suburbs?
Yeah, so for the city of Buffalo and the north towns, you could see just some snow showers Saturday, maybe a half to inch to an inch. But then those lake effect snow showers are going to move south into the south towns and western southern tier. So really not expecting much. Even the sun might come out on Sunday for areas north of the southern tier. But I do want to point out one thing with the snow showers are the gusty wind. So we are expecting blowing snow. That's going to greatly reduce visibility in those snow showers. So it could make travel difficult Saturday night into Sunday, especially for the south towns into the southern tier.
It is a winter storm watch that's posted. What areas specifically is under that?
Yeah, the winter storm watch is for Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, southern Erie, and Wyoming counties, and that starts at 2 p.m. Saturday and goes to 2 p.m. Sunday.
All right. Heather, thanks so much. Heather Kenyon, National Weather Service meteorologist, joining us live ahead of what's going to be a weekend-long celebration in Buffalo.
It's a wonderful opportunity to come together with family, neighbors, friends, and celebrate that heritage. Get out, enjoy the community, enjoy everything that Buffalo and Western New York has to offer, and give back to the businesses that benefit during this time.
That was Buffalo Common Councilman Chris Scanlon ahead of this weekend's St. Patrick's Day festivities that get started on Friday and continue through the weekend. Saturday will feature the Old Neighborhood Parade in Buffalo's Old First Ward, slated to start at 12 p.m. beginning on South Park Avenue and ending on Louisiana Street. One of this year's co-grand marshals of the parade is Peg Overdorf, who feels this parade is certainly more of an Irish classic because it is the celebration of Irish heritage in Buffalo.
Many of the roots were founded here in these old neighborhoods because the early Irish immigrants settled here working on the Erie Canal, and they came here and then went south, usually to South Buffalo or Hamburg or wherever. It was a migration of sorts.
Then on Sunday, the annual Buffalo St. Patrick's Day Parade takes place downtown starting at 2 p.m. on Delaware Avenue. This parade through Buffalo is always one of the largest of its kind in the nation, and Grand Marshal Jim Wanamaker expects nothing less this year as he feels it will be a packed house come Sunday.
A lot of it depends on the weather, but you never know. But I think everybody's getting back to normal and looking forward to having a good time downtown, getting back down here and watching the parade and all their friends going up and down the route.
More on this weekend's Irish parades and important traffic closures to take note of is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. The outpouring continues for the family of fallen firefighter Jason Arno. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation announced it will either pay off the Arno family mortgage or pay for a new home. Frank Siller, chairman and CEO of the foundation, said in honor of Jason's sacrifice and his service, he wants his wife and daughter to always have a place to call home. Stiller started Tunnel to Towers after losing his brother, who was also a firefighter, during 9/11.
Well, as the state budget process continues in Albany, Western New York's attention focused on what exactly will happen with the proposed push away from natural gas. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
Are you being heard on the proposed ban on gas power and appliances from new builds in New York?
Not to the extent that they need to be.
State Senator Patrick Gallivan says a Senate proposal in the budget is calling for the ban to start in 2025, which he calls unsustainable and unaffordable.
The grid can't handle what we have now. We saw problems in Western New York during the last blizzard. We saw it last week, I think that it was, when power continues to go out. Fortunately, people still have gas to heat their homes in some of those cases, and they had sufficient backup. They continue to express concern about the plan.
Gallivan says it seems elected officials are telling constituents what to do as opposed to hearing their concerns. Assemblymember Bill Conrad says he's talked about the realities of the consequences of the ban on the floor. He notes a full switch would be costly for you.
You know, everything from changing the, the electric to your home and everything else, I'm hearing ranges from $10,000 to $30,000, depending on what the situation is.
Hear more from both online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Now, both the state Senate and Assembly have omitted the proposal prohibiting the sale of any new fossil fuel-powered heating equipment, including gas furnaces, by 2030, reportedly due to concerns about the cost of retrofitting existing homes to use an alternate form of heat. We'll be talking about this much more with a couple of live interviews later on this morning.
One popular streaming service is raising prices again.
The price of cutting the cord, going up again. YouTube TV, used by millions as a replacement for cable, raising prices from $65 a month to $73 a month, citing the rising cost of content. The increase will take place after April 18th. When YouTube TV launched in 2017, the monthly charge was $35, so it's more than doubled in the past 6 years. The last increase was in 2020, and it was a hefty one, going from $50 a month to $65. As of last July, YouTube TV had 5 million subscribers. It hasn't released new numbers since. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
All right, that might not be the only increase you see if you stream your TV. The Democratic-led State Assembly budget plan would add an 8% tax on digital subscription streaming media services, including TV, audiobooks, podcasts, online gaming, and music. Cable and satellite TV would be exempt from the tax. They say the tax would be used to generate tens of millions of dollars to spend on state transit systems.
Speaking of transit, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be in Buffalo this morning. He'll be discussing the project to cover a portion of the 33 to reconnect surrounding neighborhoods. He's announcing a $55 million federal grant for the project. Buttigieg will be joined by Governor Hochul and both New York senators.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Cloudy skies with rain likely today. Winds will be strong as well. Temperatures near 50 degrees. Winds gusting near 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it'll be much cooler. Temperatures in the upper 20s with scattered snow showers. Saturday, low 30s, windy with snow showers, especially south of Buffalo. Snow continues south of Buffalo on Sunday with temperatures in the low 30s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
The state's push to all electric looms large in state budget talks, which are ongoing. The state's budget deadline coming up April 1st. Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort is joining us now on WBEN. Rob, there is still so much confusion and concern. And just this week, we learned the governor's plan is facing resistance in the state legislature and in their own budget plans. The Senate and Assembly omitted the proposal. Sort this out for us.
Sure. Well, thank you, Brian and Susan. And yeah, this has been the governor continues to push her proposal. I think it's important for people to understand the Senate and Assembly put forward their own what are called one house budgets or one house budget resolutions. Many times it's really nothing more than a kind of a wish list or sort of sticking out their negotiating position. So this is far from a done deal. The negotiations between the three houses and the governor's office now sort of get into the real meat of it. But what's interesting to note for your listeners is while the governor has proposed a real ban on gas appliances to include stoves. It might be a soft ban on stoves, but it includes gas stoves, gas boilers, furnaces, fireplaces, you name it. They want to go full electric. That's all part of what is known as the CLCPA, which is a climate action plan that was passed in 2019. Many of the Senate Democrats who are there, some were in the Assembly, voted for that. And what that did was it set goals for reducing emissions and going away from fossil fuels, but it had no details of how to do that, including how much it would cost homeowners and businesses and New Yorkers to do that. So what the Senate Democrats and people like Sean Ryan articulated this morning, they're not really blocking or omitting it in opposition to the governor's proposal. But what they're doing is they're pausing because they're saying, we need to know what the cost is. The Senate Republicans and myself have been asking what the cost is for going on a year. We sent a letter to the Climate Action Council asking them to articulate a cost. We said when we debated the CLCPA, there needs to be a cost. New Yorkers need to know how much this is going to cost and how we're paying for it. So the idea that somehow the Senate Democrats and people like Sean Ryan didn't know, you know, that there wasn't a cost associated with that is ridiculous. But to be clear, they're not stopping this. They're not against the ban. They just want to be able to articulate what that cost is.
Sorry to interrupt you, but on that topic of finding out a cost, when it comes to retrofitting an existing home to use an alternate form of heat instead of a gas furnace, which 90%+ of people in Western New York have right now, how could you possibly come up with a cost figure? Every single home would be different.
Well, that's right. I mean, you could use estimates from National Grid, National Fuel, $25,000 to $50,000 a home. I mean, that's one estimate that's out there. So you can start putting that into play. The reality is the cost of this is going to be astronomical, and the cost of it will be borne by consumers, by New Yorkers, by ratepayers. There's no other way to do it. Even with their increase of spending of $9 billion over the governor's budget, that's another, I think, important point when we're talking about budget. The Senate Democrats have increased the governor's proposal by $9 billion to a record $236 billion budget. Even that does not take into account what you just mentioned, Brian. And so we have to think about, okay, so if the state's going to also try to offset costs for people, we're talking hundreds of millions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars to make that happen. So but I will tell you, as I've told people on this program and others, people ask me, how do we stop this? We have to continue to hammer away at why this proposal is unworkable. why it will be unsafe, why it's we don't have a cost. It's going to be a huge cost to New Yorkers, and it's just bad public policy. I don't believe for one second it moves the dial on climate change, especially when we're only doing it here in the state of New York. So we need to keep educating, keep hammering away, keep talking about this, because I really believe we have a chance to make sure this is not in the final budget, and that would be a win for all New Yorkers.
I'm hearing, Rob, about possible low-interest loans for this conversion. But when you're talking about a low-interest loan on $25,000 to $50,000, it's not going to happen for a majority of customer or homeowners here in the state.
That's right. That's it. And then you get into things like, okay, are there income requirements, right? So if you make above a certain amount of money, you might not qualify for that low-income loan. But you also have to pay a loan back. And a lot of the argument for like geothermal and those things are that, well, over time you would save money. And that's true if you're in the house for 30 years, right? So what if somebody's in their 60s? They're not going to see that. They're not going to ever see that savings, and they're never going to pay that loan off because they're going to probably not be here when the loan is still in place. So it just, for so many people in Western New York specifically, but I would even argue across the state, this is disastrous policy economically. It does not move our environmental goals. This is not going to help save the planet. Let's just be very clear. This is all about virtue signaling. And now when the rubber meets the road, when we got to tell people what it really costs, when we got to tell people how we're really going to pay for it, suddenly my colleagues across the aisle, like Senator Sean Ryan, go, oh, wait a second. We don't know that answer. We got to hit a pause. They rejected our amendment, Susan and Brian, last week to articulate the cost on this. The Senate Republicans put an amendment on the floor last week. They all voted no on the amendment. Go ahead, Brian.
At least there seems to be a realization of sorts of the concerns that people have about the cost, specifically the cost of upgrading your home heating after 2030 in your existing home. What do you see happening with that provision specifically? It seems like, from at least the way I'm reading it, the new builds, things like that, is probably likely to pass. But when this budget does go through, whether it's in 2 weeks or it takes a little bit longer, do you think that 2030 provision of prohibiting the sale of any new gas-powered equipment is going to be included?
I think there are. I agree with you on the first part that there is probably some time frame, some provision that will pass that will include new construction, which obviously has an impact on the construction and the cost of new homes, and might run counter, by the way, to Governor Hochul's proposal or efforts to increase new home construction, because it's going to make new home construction more costly. So that's just another point. But with regard to existing homes and the 2030 timeline, I want to be clear. My colleagues across the aisle, they have no objection to the 2030 timeline. They have said as much. They have no objection to the goals of the governor's plan. Their issue, not surprisingly, is they don't know how to pay for it. And no one can tell anybody, as you sort of pointed out, Brian, what the cost possibly is. And even the estimates are going to be astronomical. So I am hopeful, but I am not going to, hope is not a method, especially these days in Albany. So we have to continue, and our conference and others, and I would encourage New Yorkers to continue to contact their senators and assembly members and tell them that this is bad policy. We're moving in the right direction here with it being omitted. But we cannot take our foot off the pedal, so to speak. We have to continue to push to make sure this is not in the final budget. But it's not going to go away. This talk and this, the CLCPA and this, these policy goals are going to continue to be on the, on the radar here in Albany, on the front burner, no pun intended, continuing to try to be pushed by those on the far left. And we have to continue to push back to say, if you can't tell people how much it costs and how we're going to pay for it, then there's absolutely no way we should be considering it.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.